have two spoken words by two youth, and I'd first like to invite Brother Zafir to do his spoken word. Please say loud salawat.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I'll be doing a spoken word on Mount Hermon and the Islamic Revolution. So could I have a loud salawat? When times were dark and people were astray, when the Shahs ruled the land and Islam did they betray, a man from Qom rose to change all that was wrong, for in his heart he knew that the good must stand strong. The country of Iran needed a change to come. The message of Islam needed to shine like the sun, or engulfed with the will of Hayhat bin Azillah to come.
Hayhat bin Azillah!
Hayhat bin Azillah!
Hayhat bin Azillah!
Hayhat bin Azillah!
And so stood this man, so justice will prevail, and all the Ummah unite to lift the ugly veil that the tyrants ruled the land, but pursued all its resources and left all the needy in no recourses. Divisions were made between people of classes, and Islam was concealed under the extravagant masses. It was through blood and tears that this revolution take place, even though oppressors were abundant and believers small trace. But Khomeini stood up with Imam Hussein in his heart and shook the world, displaying Ashura's true mark. They call us the nation of tears, but with these tears we've overthrown an empire, he said. And no truer words have been said on that day when Muslims rose together, unity in display. As it was the last a tyrant would ever pursue power, and society would finally be able to bloom like a flower. Khomeini was an inspiration for generations to come, because along with being a leader, he was spiritually the one who reached such a level that few had ever done and acquired the title of Ruhullah like none. Now let us follow in his footsteps and fight for Islam, just like Mutahhari, Ansarullah, and the Rahbars have done. They too have distinguished the right from wrong. Now it becomes our duty to adhere to it strong. These are all small steps for our final upturn. Let's finally bring about Imam Mahdi's return. Thank you.